Objective: the aim of the present study was to compare the effectiveness of acceptance and commitment therapy and reality therapy on social adaptation of female high school students with symptoms of
nomophobia.
Methods and materials: this study is a fundamental research and, in terms of research method, is a quasi-experimental study with a pre-test, post-test, and follow-up design with a control group. The statistical population consisted of all female high school students in the second grade in District 3 of Tehran during the 2023-2024 academic year. The sampling method was convenient sampling, and the sample size consisted of 45 students. Data collection tools included the Nomophobia Questionnaire by Yildirim and Korea and the California Social Adjustment Questionnaire. In this study, the group therapy protocol based on ACT by Hayes et al., adapted from Katibi et al., was implemented over 8 sessions, and the intervention protocol based on reality therapy, adapted from Iskandari, was also implemented over 8 sessions. Data were analyzed using repeated measures ANOVA. Findings: there was a significant difference between the effectiveness of ACT and reality therapy on social adaptation of female high school students with symptoms of nomophobia, with reality therapy demonstrating greater improvement in social adaptation compared to ACT. Conclusion: reality therapy demonstrated greater effectiveness than acceptance and commitment therapy in improving social adaptation among female high school students with nomophobia symptoms, emphasizing practical interpersonal skills, responsibility, and problem-solving for enhancing social interactions.